Hi everybody, it's Angel. How are you? I hope you're wonderful. I'm laying in bed right now. I slid my panties off and I have an old Star Wars t-shirt on. And the sun's coming in through my windows, and it just is like such a pretty morning out. And I was thinking about how much you married men drive me crazy. I think you're doing it deliberately now because you know it's a weakness of mine. And I appreciate it. I'm enjoying it. I love all the pictures of you holding your cock with your wedding ring on your hand, or seeing how amazing your body is. You're very naughty, and I'm glad that we can be friends. Anyways, I have a married man fantasy. You know, last time you came into my room and just watched me get myself off, and I got to feel your cum on my skin. And although that was very nice, it's just not enough now. I keep looking out my window at you while you're working in the yard, or when I take my dog out for a run, I see you there working on your car in the driveway. Or when you're cleaning the garage out. It makes my mouth water just thinking about you in my room again. I know that I said that I would never want to ruin someone's relationship. Sometimes I just want something so badly, I forget about everything else and just go for what I want. And when I want to see you in my bed, I do. I want you on top of me. I want you every way possible. Oh, I want you every way your wife will let you have her. Oh, fuck. So one day when I'm pulling into my driveway, to my delight, I see you walking over. It's my lucky day because the mailman took my mail to your house instead. And you're being very friendly and bringing it over to me as I get out of my car and smile. I thank you as you hand me my mail and start to work my charm, my small talk, asking you about how everything is and how your wife's doing. You brush over the topic and ask if, you know, there's anything that I need done at my house, if there's anything broken or... And, you know, come to think of it, there is something I need done in my bedroom. I bite my lip and see if you catch what I'm hinting at. And I don't know if you have a great poker face or if you just aren't thinking. So I unlock my door and walk in and I had a presentation at work today, so I have my black pencil skirt on and a crisp white with black striped blouse on. You can only imagine what I have on underneath. As I lead you through my kitchen and through my house. And here we are at the door of my bedroom again. There's a light bulb above my bed that is screwed so tightly I can't get it out and it needs to be changed. I'd actually tried changing it the other day and I couldn't, so I just left the light bulb sitting on my dresser. So you climb up on top of my bed and work on unscrewing the light bulb, which is very easy for you. And when you're done and you turn around, you see me unbuttoning my top just a little bit, just, you know, to get more comfortable. And you just stand there looking at me. I look up at you with my bright blue eyes and ask if you wanted to stay for a little bit. You tell me your wife's out of town for the weekend. You should have never told me that. Because all the thoughts I'm having are far from angelic. You come down off my bed and I start to unbutton my shirt all the way and leave it open. You can see my black lace bra underneath it. I ask you if you remember the last time that you were in my room. You do. You tell me you've thought about it quite a bit. I ask if maybe you want to take it to another level and before I can get the words out of my mouth, you have me pressed up against the wall. Your hands cupping my breasts as you kiss me. This was easier than I thought it would be. You slide the shirt off my shoulders and it falls to the floor. Your hands find the back of my skirt and unzip it. Slide it down around my hips. My hands are under your shirt, holding onto your chest, feeling you. I pull it over your head and start to work on undoing your belt and then your jeans. I step away from you and I have on a little pair of black lace and satin boy shorts and slip my black heels off and climb onto my bed. I look at you and you turn around and you pull the belt out of the loops of your pants and bring it with you. I squeal with excitement because I know something good, very, very good is coming. You kneel in between my thighs and press yourself against me, kissing me so deep again. And grab my arms and pull them together above my head. And you take your belt and lace it through the wrought iron headboard I have, and wrap my hands and wrists around the belt and fasten me so I'm helpless. Just laying there helpless with this married man kneeling over me. I start to tease you until you... Oh, you can do whatever you want. Where are you gonna begin? Oh, you have every inch of my body at your disposal. How are you gonna make a decision? That doesn't seem to be a problem for you. You lean forward and start to grab my breasts roughly, squeezing them tight. Your hands feel amazing. You can see my pussy is already glistening. My ex little pussy wants you so badly, and you know it. Oh, I don't know how you've slept at night all these weeks, knowing my body could have been yours anytime you wanted it. Spread my pussy lips, and oh, you can see my pink little opening, just begging for your cock, just begging for you to fuck me hard. Oh, you grab my legs and push them back. The pussy's yours. You take that out of your cock and I'll push it in nice and fast, not letting me brace myself for your thickness. Oh my god, you feel so good. Oh, you start to hug me fast and deep. My tits are bouncing. Oh god. Fuck, Mary Cock feels so good. Oh my god, your cock feels so good, don't stop. Oh my god, don't stop, please. Fuck. Oh, you fuck me faster and deeper now. Oh god. Oh yes, I wanted you so bad. Oh my god. Oh. Oh. Oh my god, yes, yes. Fuck. Oh my god, I tell you how bad I want your cum. You fuck. Oh my god, you feel so good inside of me. Oh god. Oh. Slow down and stop. Pulling all the way out of me. I look up at you. Oh. Oh god. I'm worried that you changed your mind. But you haven't. You still have the fire in your eyes. I think you just want to violate another hole of mine. You reach over me and undo the belt. Grabbing me, you move me to the edge of the bed. My head's just hanging off. You stand up and wrapping the belt around my neck. You hold it like a leash. You stand over me, feeding me your cock, forcing it down my throat. Oh, you can see me take all of you. You can see the bulge in my throat from your cock. Oh, God. You taste so good. he starts to fuck my throat. So you hold on to the belt like a leash, like you own me. Like I'm your property, like you can do whatever you want to me. And you know you can. In the single little girl's room, fucking her throat while your wife's away. Oh, it's almost too much for you to handle, and you still have one more hole to tease. You quickly pull out of me, leaving the belt around my neck. You move me and have me get on all fours with my ass up in the air as you stand behind me. Your cock's dripping from my saliva. You smack my ass and stretch my ass cheeks apart, and you can see that tight little hole. The one, the only one you haven't felt yet. You slide that of your cock against me, and I moan so loud. Oh, God. Please tell me you're gonna come in my ass. Please tell me I finally get that yummy cum again. Oh, you push deep inside of me without caring how it feels for me. I've teased you for so long. I've begged for your cock so many times without words that you're finally giving it to me the way you want, and you don't care about what I want. Your hands let go of the belt and dig into my hips and ass, fucking me hard. Oh my God. Oh God, your cock feels so good. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. You're gonna make me come. Will you fuck me in the ass? Oh, that's what you want. You want me to come, don't you? You want me to fucking come while you fuck me in the ass? Oh God. Fuck yes. Oh my God, yes, yes, please, 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 please don't stop. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, oh my God, you come in my ass so deep. Oh, oh, fuck. But you know you haven't heard that giggle. You haven't heard it yet, have you? Oh, I lay there, full of your cum. I turn around quickly so that I get to clean your cock off. I have you all weekend now, you know that, don't you? I suck your cock clean, licking your balls, making sure I get every last drop of our juices off of you. You walk over to my little toy drawer full of toys, and I sit there excited, waiting for what you're going to bring, what you're going to do to me next.